有一个好消息告诉诸位。
I'd like to share a good news with you.
詹耀文弟兄的妻子前几天生了一个男孩子。
Brother Chang's wife, a few days ago, gave birth to a son.
这个男孩子的名字叫做 Gabriel, 所以我们教堂又多了一个 Gabriel.
So now we have one more Gabriel because this new baby's name is also Gabriel.
我不晓得詹弟兄现在在不在这里。
Is Brother Chang here this morning?
大概他今天不在，他太太刚生小孩子。
He's probably home tending to his wife.
这个詹太太是谁呢？她就是武太太的女儿啊，因为武太太很多人认识她。
Mrs. Chang is the daughter of Mrs. Wu, whom many of you may know.
我听说宋先生、宋太太的女儿陆大林的太太最近也要生产，不晓得生了没生。
I understand that Bei Fei.
大概还没有生，可能过几天就要生，请大家为他祷告，希望他生产能够平安顺利。
We'd like you to pray for David and Bei Fei.
今天我们要看的经文，希伯来书第三章第一节。
The scripture passage that we would like to look at this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
希伯来书，第三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1.
这就是我们今天的讲题。
This is the theme of our message this morning.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Hebrews 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus...The apostle and high priest of our confession.
这一节圣经勉励我们要思想耶稣。
This passage encourages us to consider Jesus.
基督徒应当常常思想耶稣基督。
We Christians should constantly and always be meditating and considering Jesus.
在这里讲到弟兄，我们基督徒因为信靠神，我们成为弟兄姐妹。
Here, it's addressed to holy brethren, and because of our common faith in God, we are brethren with each other.
这里提到圣洁的弟兄，是讲到因为耶稣的宝血把我们的罪都洗干净了，在神面前我们已经成为圣洁。
Not only are we brethren, but we're holy brethren because Christ Jesus has washed us clean of sins with his blood. So before God, we are holy.
我们不但是罪得到赦免，这里提到天召。神用一个从天上来的护照引导我们。
Not only have we received salvation, but here it says a heavenly calling. God has called us from on high.
我们既然接受这个属天的护照，我们就不能够每天只想这个地上的事，我们应当想到属灵的事。
Since we are partakers of this heavenly calling, we cannot be occupying our minds with earthly things, but we should be considering things on high.
在这里所提到的耶稣讲到他是使者，也讲到他是大祭司。
Here it talks about Jesus, who is the apostle and the most high priest.
这是两个耶稣很特别的身份。
These two are the two positions, very important positions that Jesus hold.
使者是讲到耶稣是代表神来到人间。
The apostle, it means that Jesus is representing God on earth.
他把神的信息带给我们。
He has given to us the characteristics and the qualities of God.
我们看见耶稣，就看见了神。
When we see Jesus, we see God.
大祭司讲到耶稣基督代表人类来到神的面前。
The high priest means that he represents people to be in front of God.
祭司有两个很重要的责任，一个是祷告，一个是献祭。
The high priest has two very important responsibilities. One is prayer, and the other is sacrifice.
耶稣常常为我们祷告。约翰福音十七章就是这个大祭司的祷告文。
Jesus constantly prays for us, and in John chapter 17, this is the prayer of the high priest for us.
在那一章圣经里面，你发现耶稣祷告最重要的两件事情，一件事情是求神保佑我们脱离罪恶，另外一件事情是求神使我们基督徒合而为一。
The two most important things that this high priest pray for us is one, for God to protect us and guard us from this world, and two is for us to be united in love.
大祭司还有一个重要的任务就是要献祭。
And the second most important role of this high priest is sacrifice.
耶稣在哪里献祭?
Where did Jesus sacrifice?
他不是在圣殿的祭坛上,他乃是在十字架上。
He did not sacrifice in the temple, the altar temple, but he sacrificed on the cross.
他不是把牛羊献祭,他是把自己献祭。
He did not sacrifice oxen or lambs, but he sacrificed himself.
他是最伟大的大祭司。
He is the greatest high priest.
这一位被称为使者,被称为大祭司的耶稣,我们应当常常思想。
This person who is the apostle and the high priest should deserve our constant consideration and meditation.
我们再看第十二章。
Let us now turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来第十二章第一节。
Hebrews 12, verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart.
第三节这里再次提到要思想耶稣。
Verse 3 once again talks about considering Jesus.
耶稣基督在世上33年,很多的事情我们应当常常思想。
The 33 years that Jesus spent on the earth and the many things that he did, we need to be constantly meditating on those.
我们今天要讲到四方面。
There are four main topics that we'd like to talk about this morning.
我们要讲到耶稣基督的忍耐。
We'd like to talk about Jesus' endurance,
耶稣基督的谦卑,
his humility,
他对人的同情,
his compassion or sympathy toward man,
他向神的顺服,
and his obedience toward God.
第一,我们思想耶稣的忍耐。
First, we'd like to talk about his endurance.
刚才所读的这三节圣经里面,三次提到这个字,忍耐。
In the passages that we just read this morning, three times the word endurance came up.
第一节,
verse 1,
存心忍耐。
It says to run with endurance.
第二节提到忍受了十字架的苦难。
Verse 2, it talks about enduring the cross.
第三节提到忍受罪人的顶撞。
Verse 3, it talks about enduring the hostilities of man.
在基督的性格里面，忍耐是一个非常特殊的点。
In Jesus' qualities, his characters, the endurance is for sure one of the most important and outstanding.
耶稣的一生，他常常忍耐。
Throughout his life, Jesus had to endure.
有很多人冒犯他，他忍耐。
Many people mocked him, he endured.
想想看，他生下来的时候，没有一个地方接待他，他是被放在马棚里。
Just think, from the very beginning when he was born,Not a place would receive him, so he would have to be born in the manger.
很多人批评他，甚至有人说他是淫乱生的。
Many people criticized him, and many people had criticized his birth.
他是生长在拿撒勒那个穷地方，有人批评他，拿撒勒人一个好的都没有。
He was born in Nazareth, and people have criticized, what good can ever come out of Nazareth?
当他快要被钉十字架的时候，他受到各样的苦刑。
Before he was to be crucified on the cross, he also suffered much hardship.
人用一个荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上。
People placed a crown of thorn upon his head.
假装的跪拜他，说犹太人的王。
Mocked him and worshipped him, say, "You are the king of the Jews."
用拳头打他，吐唾沫在他脸上。
They even physically assaulted him.
当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，有人还在讥笑他：“你能够救别人，你怎么不能够救自己呢？”
Even when he was hanging on the cross, people jeered at him, snickered, and said, "If you can save all mankind, why can't you save yourself now?"
耶稣忍耐，他为那些迫害他的人祷告。
But Jesus endured, and he prayed for those who persecuted him.
两个礼拜以前，我曾经在这里提到过一件事。
I mentioned something here about 2 weeks ago.
因为那一天很多人去参加夏令会，所以我今天再重复的说一下。
Because many of you were at the summer conference, so I'd like to repeat it again.
几年以前，当这个 John Kennedy 在竞选美国总统的时候。
Many years ago, when John Kennedy was running for the presidency.
他有一次到一个地方去竞选。
One time he was campaigning in a certain town.
有一个反对他的人对他很不礼貌。
And there was one opponent of his that was very, very rude to him.
那个手人手里拿了一杯水。
This person had a cup of water in his hand.
当肯尼迪从他面前走过去的时候，他把那个水倒在他身上。
And when Kennedy passed by him, he poured this cup of water on his face.
肯尼迪吓了一跳，他身上都湿了。
So Kennedy was really caught off guard, and his whole body was wet.
后来那个人更无理，他把那个杯子也砸过去。
And not only that, but this person also threw the cup at him.
肯尼迪他蹲下去把那个杯子拿起来。
And Kennedy leaned over and picked up the cup.
他把他的手绢拿出来把那个杯子擦擦干净。
He took out his handkerchief and wiped this cup dry.
又还给那个人他说这是你的。
And returned it to the man and said, I think this belongs to you.
人家问他说你为什么要这样呢
People asked him, why did you do that?
他说我的目标啊是要进到白宫。
And he says, my goal is the White House.
为了这么一点小事啊难道我不能忍耐吗
And I will not let such a little thing hinder me or obstruct me.
忍耐。
So he endured.
圣经上告诉我们，基督徒的生活里面不可以缺少的忍耐。
The Bible teaches us that we Christians cannot lack such endurance in our lives.
因为爱就是很久忍耐。
Because love is patient and it endures.
圣经上也给我们一个应许。
The Bible gives us a promise.
提摩太后书第二章十二节说我们若是能够忍耐我们将来要和耶稣基督一同作王
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12 it says If we endure we shall also reign with Jesus
圣经上告诉我们耶稣将来要再来在世界上有一个千年国度
The Bible tells us that Jesus will come back again and establish a kingdom on earth
我们若是忍耐要和耶稣一同作王
If we can endure then we can reign with him
甘乃迪他那么样的忍耐他是要做美国的总统
Kennedy endured because he wanted to be the president of the country
美国的总统能够当几年
What's the term of a presidency?
你再想想看甘乃迪当了几年
Just think of how many years Kennedy served as the president
我们将来要做王一千年难道我们不能忍耐吗
Now we are going to reign with Jesus in the future for thousands of years Can we not endure such little things?
希伯来十二章讲到，耶稣他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
In Hebrews, it says that Jesus, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross and despising the shame.
耶稣基督的谦卑也是非常特别的。
And Jesus' humility is also very unique.
我想要跟大家看两处的圣经。
I'd like to share a couple passages with you.
请看约翰福音第六章。
Please turn to John chapter 6.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
约翰福音第六章第十五节。
John 6:15.
五饼二鱼使五千个人吃饱的神迹刚刚发生以后就记载了这一节圣经
This passage took place was said after the miracle of the 5,000
耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他作王就独自又退到山上去
Jesus therefore perceiving that they are intending to come and take him by force to make him kingwithdrew again to the mountain by himself alone.
这是讲到耶稣的谦卑。
Here it talks about Jesus' humility.
众人要来拥戴他做王，可是他独自退到山上去祷告。
The crowd was to come and take him by force to be their king, but instead he withdrew to pray.
约翰第七章记载了另外一件事。
Another incident was recorded in John chapter 7.
七章第二节讲到犹太人的祝棚节。
In verse 2 of chapter 7 talks about the Feast of Tabernacles.
这是犹太人很重要的一个节日。
This is a very, very important feast and holiday
of the Jews. 成千上万的人都要到耶路撒冷去。
Thousands and thousands of Jews will return to Jerusalem.
耶稣的几个弟弟鼓励耶稣说啊，你在暗中行了很多神迹，我希望你这次要到耶路撒冷去。
And his brother said to Jesus, you've done many things in secret, but we really hope that now you'll go to Jerusalem and publicize
yourself. 那个地方那么多人，假如你行一个神迹，你就出名了。
There are so many people there, so if you were to just do a few miracles, you would surely be very well known.
人都喜欢出名，这是一个好机会啊。
Man liked to be famous, and this is such a great opportunity.
你看这个第四节的话很有意思。
In verse 4,
人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。
Here it says, for no one does anything in secret when he himself seeks to be known publicly.
你如果行这些事啊，就当将自己显明给世人看。
So if you do these things, then you will be showing yourself to the world.
这又是一个试探。
This is also a temptation.
耶稣的一生遇见好多的试探。
Jesus faced many, many temptations in his life.
魔鬼引导他到圣殿顶上说你跳下来，这么多人看见你跳下来，假如不受伤啊，你就出名了。
Satan tempted him and said, go up to the top of the temple and if you were to throw yourself down and not be hurt, then people will know that you are something special.
那么多的犹太人来拥护他，说你要做王，你一接受啊，你就出名了。
And all the Jews came to him and said, we want you to be the king, and if you are the king, then for sure you will be very, very famous and all well known.
耶稣自己的弟弟们跟他讲啊，你要出名啊，要到人多的地方去表现一下。
Even his own brothers came to him and said, if you want to be publicized, if you want to show yourself, go to the public and do some miracles.
这许多的意思可能是好的，可是跟耶稣基督的教训是违背的。
Now, all these intentions and motivation might have been good, but it's contrary to Jesus' principles.
圣经的教训告诉我们说，一个人骄傲，他就要跌倒。一个人谦卑，神就要使他升高。
The Bible says, if a man is haughty and proud, he will fall. But if he is humble, then God will exalt him.
主耶稣的教训告诉我们说，你做好事情的时候，不要故意表现自己，行在暗中，神会报答你。
Jesus tells us that when we do good, don't flaunt it, but do it in secret, because God will reward us.
马太福音第六章讲到三件事。
Matthew 6 speaks of three things.
讲到施舍钱财给穷苦的人，讲到在神面前祷告，甚至讲到禁食祷告。
Here it talks about giving your treasures to people, talks about prayers and fasting.
耶稣的教训是说，有很多人他们在做好事情的时候，故意让很多人看见，这样的人呢，没有神的赏赐。
Jesus said there are many people when they do good, they like to intentionally do it in front of other people.And Christ tells us that God will give him no reward.
假如你把这些好的事情行在暗中，人都不知道，只有神知道，神将来就赏赐你。
But if you were to hide and do these good deeds in secret, even though man may not praise you, but God will reward you.
你可以选择一下，这两个你要哪一个？
You have to choose between the two.
你把你的好事情故意行在明处，得到人的称赞好呢？还是你把你的好事情做在暗中？让神看见，让神报答你好呢。
You have to choose between doing your deeds in public, showing off, and receiving man's praise, or do it in secret and receiving the pleasure of God.
假如你贪恋人的称赞，你得不到神的赏赐。
If you were to seek for man's praise, then God will not reward you.
若是没有人的称赞，将来有神的赏赐。
If you receive no praise from man, then God will reward you.
哪一个好呢？
Which one's better?
你选择一下。
You have to choose.
有一个主日学的老师跟一些小孩子讲故事。
There was a Sunday school teacher who was telling the story to the class.
Anne 也常常教 Sunday school 了。
There are many of us who also teach Sunday school.
你有没有跟小孩子讲过一个故事，是拉撒路和财主的故事 ？Nazareth and the rich man.
Have you ever shared the story of Nazareth and the rich man?
在圣经里面记载的。
There is a story in the Bible.
有一个财主非常有钱。
There was a rich man, a nobleman who was very, very rich, very wealthy.
有一个穷人是非常可怜。
And there was a very poor man.
这个有钱人他过着很舒服的日子，可是他不要神。
The rich man lived a very, very affluent and comfortable life, but he did not want God.
这个很穷苦的人，他是信靠神的人。
But this poor man was one that believed in God.
无论是快乐也好，是痛苦也好，这个日子不会太长。后来他们两个都死。
Now, no matter how happy or how sad or how sorrowful the days are, the days went by fast and both of them died.
圣经上讲到那个财主，那个不要神的人，后来他受苦，死了以后受苦。
And it, the Bible says that this rich man, after he died, he suffered.
这个拉撒路虽然他活着受苦，可是他死了以后，他享福了。
But this poor man, even though he suffered greatly on earth while he was alive, after he died, he enjoyed great joy.
这个主日学的老师就问那些小朋友，我讲的故事你们听懂了没有？
So the Sunday school teacher said, now, do you understand the story that I just told you?
假如你可以做一个选择，你愿意做拉撒路还是做财主？
Now, if I were to give you multiple choice, which one would you like to be, the poor or the rich man?
啊，你到底要做拉撒路还是做财主？
Which one would you want to be?
很多小孩子都举手说我要做拉撒路，我将来要享福。哎呀，这个主日学老师很高兴。
Many of the students raised their hand when they said, I want to be the poor man because I want to enjoy great joy in the future.
有一个小弟弟不举手，老师问他说：“你为什么不举手？”
And there was a little small boy who didn't raise his hand. So the teacher says, "How come you didn't raise your hand?"
他说：“我活着的时候想要做财主，死了以后才要做拉撒路。”
He said, "While I'm alive, I want to be the rich man, but while I'm dead, I want to be the poor man."
他两样都想要要。
He wanted both.
鱼与熊掌，你不可得兼，不能两样都要，你必须选一个。
You cannot choose. You cannot have both. You must choose between one or the other.
得人的称赞，得神的赏赐。
Receive man's praise or God's reward.
我常常想到，有几位弟兄姐妹在神面前暗中的奉献。
I often think of the many brothers and sisters who offer and donate to God secretly.
我看见这座钢琴，我看见这些坐的椅子，看见这个礼拜堂。
I look at the piano here. I look at the pews and many things in our sanctuary.
有几位弟兄姐妹，他们奉献很多，超过他们的力量，他们不愿意公开的讲，不愿意人称赞。
There are many brothers and sisters who gave in secret much more than they were really able to afford, but they did not want to be known by the public that they gave.
这几个人，我发现都是神特别特别赐福。
And these few people I had discovered are ones that God has especially blessed.
耶稣在这里给我们留下好的榜样。
Jesus has left a very good example for us.
谦卑，隐藏自己。
Be humble and hide yourself.
神要赐福。
Because God will bless you.
我们再要思想的是另外一个角度，讲到耶稣对人的同情。
And the thirdtopic we want to talk about is Jesus' sympathy or compassion toward man.
请看约翰第九章。
Please turn to John chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。门徒问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪呢？是这个人呢？还是他的父母呢？耶稣回答说，也不是这个人犯了罪，也不是他的父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
And as he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? Jesus answered, It was neither that this man sinned, nor his parents, but it was in order that the works of God might be displayed in him.
在这里有一个生来就瞎眼的人。
There was a man who was blind from birth.
他从来没有看见过他妈妈的脸。
He has never seen even the face of his parents.
他也不知道礼拜天早上的阳光多可爱。
He doesn't even know how beautiful sunshine is.
就是这样一个可怜的人，还有很多人对他不同情。
And it's such a pathetic man that even many people did not have any sympathy for him.
当门徒 这些跟随耶稣很久的门徒应当很有爱心的，他们一看见这个人呢，他们就要批评他，他一定是犯罪了，要不然怎么会这样？
Even Jesus' disciples who have followed Jesus, you would think that they would be very loving. But even when they saw this blind man, the first reaction is to criticize him. This man must have sinned, otherwise he would not be blind.
要不然是他自己犯罪，要不然是他的父母犯罪，一定是犯罪。
If it wasn't for him, then it must be his parents that sinned. I'm sure somebody sinned, otherwise he wouldn't be blind.
人很容易这样。看见人遭遇到灾难的时候，不但不同情，反而到批评、讥笑。
It's very common, very natural for man, in light of someone's suffering, to not only not be sympathetic, but then to be critical and judgmental of them.
约伯的几个朋友就是一直批评约伯，你一定是犯罪了，一定是犯罪。
When Job was suffering, his friends told him, "You must have sinned, otherwise you wouldn't be suffering so much."
保罗在地中海航海的时候，有一次船坏了。他们漂流到一个小岛上去。
Paul was shipwrecked one time, and they were stranded on an island.
船破了，他们能够逃到岸上去啊，这实在是很好的事情。
It was very fortunate that even when they shipwrecked, they were able to float to an island.
可是没想到，保罗逃到岸上去以后，又被毒蛇咬了。
But little did they know that when Paul went to the island, he was bitten by a snake.
A poisonous snake.那些土人一看见这个事情就说，哎呀，保罗，你这个人一定是个大坏蛋，你一定是个凶手啊，你看海里面没有淹死，到岸上来还被毒蛇咬。
And the people saw him, they said, Paul, you must be a murderer, you must be a very sinful man, otherwise not only did you suffer shipwreck, but you also got bitten by a poisonous snake.
可是保罗不是一个凶手。
But Paul was not a murderer.
一般的人看见别人受罪的时候常常会批评。
Common is very natural for a man to criticize when they see another person in misery.
在这里我们所看见的经文讲到耶稣对人充满了同情。
Here in the passage we see that Jesus was full of compassion toward man.
我们再看第九章。
Let's now look at
我们再看第八章。
Chapter 8.
第三节。
Verse 3.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫的时候被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说：“夫子，这妇人正在行淫的时候被拿的。摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把她怎么样呢？”八章第三节到第五节。
Verse 3. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and having set her in the midst, they said to him,Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery in the very act. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?
第六节，耶稣说这个话，乃哦，他们说这个话，乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰用指头在地上画字，他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
Verse 6, And they were saying this, testing him, in order that they might have grounds for accusing him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground. But when they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, He who is without sin among you,Let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字，他们听见这话就从老到少一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人还有那妇人仍然站在当中。
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And when they had heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones. And he was left alone and the woman where she had been in the midst.
耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And straightening up, Jesus said to her, Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? And she said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said, Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, from now, sin no more.
刚才我们所看的是讲到耶稣对这个病人的同情，现在所看的是耶稣对犯罪的人的同情。
Before we had seen his compassion toward the sick, now we see his compassion toward the sinners.
在这里有一个犯罪的女人，正在犯罪的时候被抓到耶稣那儿去。
There was a woman who was caught in the very act of her sin and was arrested.
那些人，他们实际上是试探耶稣的。
These people's intention were really to test and to tempt Jesus.
他们假意地问耶稣说怎么办？
They purposely posed it as a question to Jesus. What should we do?
耶稣那个时候是在两难之间。
And Jesus was really kind of caught.
假如耶稣说，这个女人是的，犯罪了，应该用石头打死。
If Jesus had said, yes, this woman has sinned, so stone her.
他们就会说耶稣没有爱心。
Then they would have said Jesus had no love.
耶稣这样做就是违背了当时罗马国的法律，因为犹太人没有权处死一个人。
And Jesus would have violated the laws because the Jews did not have any authority to condemn a person to death.
假如耶稣说这个人不应当用石头打死，别人就批评他违背了摩西的律法。
Now, if Jesus were to say, do not stone her, then he would have violated the Mosaic laws.
所以耶稣那个时候的情形很困难，左也不好，右也不好。
So he was really caught in between. He could have done one thing or he could not have done the other.
耶稣有属灵的智慧。
But Jesus has spiritual wisdom.
他处理这一件这么困难的问题，处理得这么漂亮，这么好。
In the midst of this paradox, he came out with something that was very beautiful.
耶稣对那些要定别人有罪的那些人说，你们中间哪一个是没有罪的，可以先拿石头打他。
So he turned to the ones that were accusing the woman and said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
不错，那个女人是有罪。
It's true that the woman sinned.
可是你们没有资格定她的罪，因为你们也有罪。
But you are not qualified to judge her because you yourself have sinned.
只有没有罪的神能够定我们的罪。
Only he who is without sin, namely God, can judge.
有罪的人不能够定别人的罪。
Sinners cannot judge other sinners.
这就是圣经上说的，你们不可以批评，不可以论断的原因。
This is why the Bible says we cannot judge others or condemn others.
耶稣的话这是充满了智慧，你们中间哪一个没有罪，你们自己想想看，你们就可以定他的罪。
And Jesus' words were full of wisdom. He said, now you think about it. If you yourself are without sin, then you can judge and condemn the other.
耶稣的话打动了那些人的良心。
And Jesus' words really spoke to their conscience.
那些人的良心啊，实在很硬，可是神打动了他们的良心。
Even though their hearts and their conscience were very hard, yet Jesus was able to breakthrough to them.
圣经里面讲到神的话好像一个大的锤子，能够打碎那个刚硬的心。
The Bible says God's words is like a big sledgehammer that is able to break through even the hardest hearts.
你知道在人世间呢，常常有一些不公平的事情。
You know, as you look around, there are many injustices that are committed.
在犹太人的圈子里面，他们是重男轻女的。
In the Jewish society and tradition, the woman is slighted.
大家想想看这件事情。
Everybody think about this.
那个女人正在犯淫乱罪的时候被抓住了。
This woman was caught in the act of adultery.
一定是那个男的把她放走。
It must have been that the man had cast her away.
这是不公平的。
This is not really just.
两个人都犯罪，一个让她走，一个抓住，这是什么一回事？
Both people have committed adultery, but yet they did not arrest the man, and yet they brought the woman.
耶稣说你们中间哪一个没有罪的，你们就可以拿石头打他。
And Jesus said that those of you who are without sin cast the first stone.
结果就是从老到少一个一个的都出去。
So as a result, one by one, starting from the older ones, they left.
你看耶稣对这个犯罪的人的同情。
Let us look at how compassionate, how sympathetic Jesus was toward the sinner.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
耶稣说我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go your way. From now on, sin no more.
有人呢批评耶稣，他说耶稣啊轻易地赦免人的罪。
Many people criticize Jesus and say he lightly forgives people's sins.
这是错误的。
And this is wrong.
耶稣并不是说你没有罪，耶稣说我现在不定你的罪。
Jesus didn't say, you are without sin, but he said, I will not condemn you.
耶稣并没有跟他说淫乱算不了什么，耶稣还是说是罪。
Jesus didn't say, it's okay to commit adultery. He said, it's still sin.
耶稣并没有说你做的事情没问题。
He didn't say, it's okay what you did.
耶稣的意思是说，我暂时不定你的罪，我愿意给你一个机会，使你悔改。
Jesus instead says, now I will not condemn you because I want to give you an opportunity to repent.
基督教是什么？
What is Christianity?
我们 们所传的福音是什么？
What is this gospel that we preach?
福音就是神给人一个新机会。
The good news is that God is giving man a second chance.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了，一个新的机会。
If any man be in Christ, behold, all things have passed, and he is a new creature.
你知道，假如你做了一件错事啊，啊，比方说你开车子在 freeway 上太快啊。那个警察给你一个记录，你知道那个记录要保留多少年呢？
If you have done something wrong, for example, if you were speeding on the freeway and the officer gives you a ticket, do you know how long that ticket stays on your record?
一直都留在那里。
It's there forever on your driving record.
在神的那里也有一些 record, 讲到我们人犯罪的事情。
And God, in a way, also has a book of records that keeps track of all our acts.
可是感谢主，我们的福音就是说，若是有人愿意悔改，那些罪恶的记录全部都撤销了，没有了。
But we thank God that the Bible says when we have accepted Jesus' forgiveness, that whole tablet that God keeps is wiped clean.
你知道有好多人晚上睡不着觉，就是因为他想到他以前做的坏事情。
Many people cannot sleep at nights because they keep thinking about the sins and the guilt.
可是一个人若是信了耶稣，他的良心不必再控告他。
But if any man believe in Christ, then his conscience need not bother him or haunt him.
耶稣已经在十字架上替我们流血，洗净了我们的罪。
Because Jesus on the cross has shed blood and washed us clean of our sins.
耶稣对你充满了同情。
Because Jesus is full of compassion toward you.
我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪。
He says, neither do I condemn you. Go your way. From now on, sin no more.
我们今天学习一个功课，对人同情。
We need to learn a lesson this morning about being sympathetic toward man.
你看见一些地位比较低的人，同情他们。
If you see some man that are of less status,
你看见有一些人他工作非常辛苦的，同情他们。
If you see man who has to work very hard, be sympathizing.
一些人的智力比较低的，同情他们。
If they are not as intelligent as you, have compassion toward them.
有些人在家庭发生变故的，我们同情他们。
If someone is suffering conflicts at home, have sympathy toward them.
不要那么容易的批评。
Do not criticize so easily.
这是耶稣所给我们留下的好的榜样。
And this is the example that Jesus has set for us.
我们应当思想耶稣，让神的爱充满在我们的心中。
We need to consider Jesus and let His love fill our hearts.
我们最后再看约翰福音第十八章第十一节。
Lastly, we'd like to look at Gospel of John, chapter 18.
这一节圣经讲到耶稣对神的顺服。
Verse 11 talks about how Jesus was obedient to his Father.
耶稣就对彼得说，收刀入鞘吧，我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？
Jesus therefore said to Peter, put the sword into the sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?
在这里耶稣提到一个杯。
Here it talks about the cup.
我父所给我的那杯，耶稣说，我怎么能够不喝呢？
Jesus says, the cup that the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?
当时犹大，耶稣的门徒犹大带了一队人来抓耶稣。
At that time, one of his disciples, Judas, brought a cohort of soldiers to arrest him.
彼得拔出刀来要救耶稣。
So Peter draws out his sword to save Jesus.
耶稣说，不要这样做。
And Jesus said, put your sword away.
我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？
The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?
耶稣讲这句话太奇妙了。
This was truly very interesting words that Jesus spoke.
明明是犹大出卖他了。
It was very obvious that Judas has just betrayed him.
明明是一队人来抓拿耶稣了。
It was very obvious that a group of soldiers were to come to arrest him.
明明是那些犹太人因为嫉妒的缘故要把耶稣处死了。
It was very obvious that the Jews hated him and were there to arrest him.
这些事情都是不错的。
These were very obvious truths.
可是耶稣他看见在这些事情的背后还有神的旨意存在。
But Jesus was able to see through all these circumstances and see God's will.
神的意思是借着耶稣基督十字架的苦难为全人类做成了救恩。
And God's will was for Jesus to suffer on the cross, die for us, so that he can save the world.
所以耶稣在这里所说的话不是彼得啊，你快点把犹大杀死，不是。
So Jesus didn't say, Peter, come on, draw your sword and kill these soldiers.
我的门徒啊，快点把这些来抓拿我的人赶走。耶稣不说这个。
Come on, disciples, get rid of all these soldiers. Those were not the words that Jesus said.
耶稣说，我父所给我的杯，我怎么能够不喝？
But Jesus said, the cup that the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?
那个杯就是代表十字架的苦难。
The cup represents the suffering on the cross.
我常常想到这个福杯满溢这句话。
I often think of
诗篇二十三篇里面讲到福杯满溢。
The Psalm chapter 23 talks about the cup running over.
我们所得到的这大的福气是耶稣用他的苦难换来的。
All the blessings, the cup running over, is a result of Jesus' suffering.
你知道耶稣在那个时候顺服是非常困难的。
You know, it was very hard for Jesus to be obedient at that point.
他一说阿门呢，就是说把他自己交给别人处死刑。
And if you were to say amen, then it meant he would deliver himself to the people to be crucified.
阿门容不容易说？
It's very easy to say amen.
很多人都知道，真的时候有些时候好难说阿门。
I think many of you know that in times of trouble, it is very hard to say amen.
耶稣一生学习对神说阿门。
All his life, Jesus has learned to say amen to his
Father. 他已经说了几百次、几千次。
Hundreds of times, thousands of times.
现在面临到最后一个。
And this is the last time.
不顺服就可以活着，顺服就要死。
If he were to disobey, he could live. But he, if he were to obey, he would die.
真是很困难。
This is very hard.
耶稣那个时候祷告，他怎么说？
When Jesus was praying that night, what did he say?
他是不是说，父啊，你知道我一辈子已经顺服你好多次，可不可以原谅我这最后一次？
Did he say, Father, you know I've obeyed you so many times, so this, just this one time, can I not obey you?
他没有说。
No, he didn't.
他说，神啊，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
But he said, God, Father,Not my will be done, but thy will be done.
有一首诗歌我很喜欢。
There was a particular hymn that I like very much.
可惜我在这个诗本上还没有找到。假如哪一个人能够找到，请你告诉我，我没找到。
I've not been able to find this hymn in the hymnal, so if anyone is able to find one, please let me know.
那首诗歌是这样讲。
That hymn.
我对撒旦永远说 no. 我对撒旦永远说不，我对神永远说是 yes.
The hymn goes something like this. I will always say no to Satan, but I will always say yes to God.
耶稣对神永远说是，顺服。
Jesus always says yes to God.
今天我们思想这个题目，思想耶稣。
Today we were considering the topic, considering Jesus.
我鼓励我们在座的弟兄姐妹，思想耶稣。
I really like to encourage all of you to consider Jesus.
常常想到他。
Constantly meditate on Jesus.
让耶稣基督的生命能够渐渐地成形在我们的里面。
And allow Jesus' life to begin to penetrate our lives.
我们天然的生命不是这个样子。我们不喜欢忍耐。
Our nature is really contrary to these principles.
我们不喜欢谦卑的。
We don't like to endure, we don't like to be humble.
我们不喜欢对人同情的，我们喜欢批评的。
We like to criticize and we're not compassionate.
我们从很小的时候就开始对父母说 no, no, no.
And ever since we were very little, we've learned to say to our parents, no, no, no.
圣经上讲到耶稣的这个情形，我们常常想，盼望我们能够渐渐地像那个样。
The Bible talks about the qualities of Jesus, and it says that if we were to consider and meditate upon Jesus, we will be more like him.
有一本书，中文的名字叫做《跟随他的脚中行》。英文的名字叫做 In His Steps.
There's a certain book called In His Steps.
我很喜欢这本书。
I like this book very much.
假如有机会，我希望你能够找到这本书读一读。
I really hope that if you can find this book, that you would take some time to read it.
讲到有一群基督徒，就跟我们在座的弟兄姐妹一样，一群基督徒。
Talked about a group of Christians who gather, just like we're gathering now.
有一天他们在一起聚会的时候，突然有人想到，假如耶稣也活在今天，他会怎么样？
And one day they were meeting, and one of the Christians brought up this issue. If Jesus were living among us now, what would it be like?
他们中间有一个人是一个报社的社长。
And among them, there was a newspaper editor.
他就想，假如耶稣做这个报社的社长，他怎么样？
And he started thinking, if Jesus were the newspaper editor instead,
假如耶稣是那个报社的社长啊，他在发表新闻的时候，他会用怎么样的一个立场角度来讲这件事情？
Now, if Jesus were the editor of my newspaper, what angle, what perspective would he take as he writes these newspaper articles?
假如耶稣是那个报社的社长，有一些广告能不能够登呢？
If he was the editor of my newspaper, would he consent to the certain advertising that are in my paper?
有一个人是很会唱歌的，他也想到这件事情。
And there was a particular singer among them, and he also considered.
教会要举行布道会，有人请他要唱福音诗歌。
Said if there was a church had an evangelistic meeting and invited him to sing at this.
有另外有一些人希望他能够举行一个旅行演唱，到很多的地方去唱一般的歌。
And at the same time, he was offered a tour to various places to sing just secular songs.
他也想一想看，假如耶稣是他，他做什么选择
？And he also considered if Jesus were himself the singer, what would Jesus do?
另外有一个人刚好他有一个亲戚死了，他得了一大笔的遗产。
And there was another one who had just inherited a great fortune from a relative that had deceased.
他也想一想看，假如耶稣是他，这么多钱他怎么用
？And he also thought if Jesus were himself, what would Jesus do with all the money?
你知道有很多的时候，我们想这个事情容易，假如你真的把它用在你身上是不容易啊。
It's, you know that oftentimes we hear these examples and it's very easy to come to a conclusion, but if they were to happen to us, it would be very difficult decisions.
我认识一个很爱主的弟兄。
I know of a particular brother who loves God.
他每一个礼拜至少聚会三次。
Every week he attends at least three meetings.
他家里经营一个杂货店。Drugstore.
He owns a drugstore.
他面临到一个选择。
And he had to face a choice.
在我的店里面卖不卖酒？
Will I sell liquor in my drugstore?
很难选择。
It's a very, very difficult decision.
你知道杂货店呢，卖酒赚得多啊。
Because you know that liquor brings in great profits in a drugstore.
很难选。
It was a very difficult choice.
我们不敢批评他。
We dare not criticize him.
假如面临到你面临到这个问题，怎么选择
？Because if the situation were on you, what would you do?
也有一个很爱主的姊妹。
And there was also a sister who dearly loved God.
她经营一个餐馆。
And she opened a restaurant.
礼拜天开不开门？做不做礼拜
？Do we open our restaurant on Sundays and miss church, or do we go to church?
我们不敢批评她。
We dare not criticize her.
假如你在那个情形之下，你怎么选择
？If you were in that situation, how would you choose?
礼拜天的生意最好啊。
Because business on Sundays is one of the best.
我知道有一些人为了做一个礼拜啊，他损失好几十块啊。
I know there are many people who, because they want to attend worship service, have lost a great amount of money.
礼拜天去加班那个钱特别多的。
If you were to work overtime on Sunday, it's double time.
假如耶稣是你，他会怎么样
？If Jesus were in your position, what would he do?
我希望我们弟兄姐妹常常想这个事情。
I really hope that all the brothers and sisters here would consider these situations.
思想耶稣。
Consider Jesus.
谢谢。
Thank you.
请大家看我们这个报告表的报告事项。
Please, look at your list of announcements.
因为这件事情今天就要做，所以我在这里特别要提出来，请大家注意。
Because it's going to take place today, and I would call your attention to it.
在报告事项的第五项，请大家注意看。
Fifth item.
今日崇拜以后，我们要讨论有关邀请陈仲惠牧师前来主领特别聚会的事项。凡是有兴趣的人。请你们留步，提供你们宝贵的意见。
After the worship service, we're going to discuss the date and time of the special meeting, inviting Reverend Ernest Chan. Anyone interested in this meeting, please stay and give your precious opinion.
陈牧师在夏令会给很多人帮助，所以我们准备邀请他再来。
Reverend Chan has been very helpful in the family retreat, and that's why we're.Considering inviting him again.
可是有很多人没有去参加夏令会，我希望你们抓住这个好的机会，注意这件事情。
Many of us were not able to attend the family retreat, and please pay special attention to this feeding.
我们本来准备他邀请是礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天来，现在我们有计划把这个聚会延长一点，征求大家宝贵的意见。
We were originally thinking of inviting him for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.But we have given it more time so people could consider this a little bit more.
等一会儿散会以后，请大家就留下来，我们只有几分钟，讨论一下。
Please remain after the service to discuss this.
按照我们的次序，今天我们要讲提摩太后书。
According to our schedule, today we are going to go over 2 Timothy.
请大家看提摩太后书第一章。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1.
奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太。愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
方弟兄他这两天身体都不太舒服，可是今天呢，他还是来翻译。我想我们现在开始讲到以前，大家有一点祷告，大家低头，我们做祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, the giver of life, the giver of health, thank you for the opportunity for me to stand before you to translate for Pastor Chan. May your hand be upon me, not only physically, but spiritually.So that I could transmit the message you have meant for us today. Give us peace among us so that we could have a willing heart to accept your message. In this we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 这个声音有没有 ?Michael 有吗？没有。哦 ,OK。提摩太后书是保罗写给提摩太的一个个人的亲笔信。
2 Timothy is a personal epistle from Paul to Timothy, telling him of an impending departure.
保罗当时关在罗马的监狱中。
Paul was behind bars in a Roman prison.
那是保罗第二次关在罗马的监狱中。
He was in the Roman prison for the second time.
在《使徒行传》的末了讲到保罗关在罗马。
At the end of Acts, it describes Paul being behind bars in a Roman prison.
那是他第一次关在罗马。
That was the first time he was behind bars in a Roman prison.
那一次他受到比较好的待遇，他可以自己租一个房子住在那里，有一个兵看他，比较自由。
He was in better circumstances then. He had his separate quarters, and he had a little bit of freedom with a guard attending him.
可是当他第二次又被关在罗马的监牢里的时候，他就没有那么大的自由，他非常痛苦。
The second time he was behind bars, he didn't have that much freedom. He had great pains.
据说他是被关在一个地牢里面，上面有一个洞，可以通一点阳光和空气。
He was in an underground cell, and the cell only emitted little sunlight.
那个时候，保罗知道他快要为主殉道了。
Paul knows that he was about to be martyred.
他还有最后几句话要告诉提摩太，告诉神的教会。
But he still had a few words to tell Timothy, so Timothy could tell the Church of Christ.
请看提摩太后书第四章第六节。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6.
提摩太后书四章六节。我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6 through 8, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
保罗他的工作已经快要做完了，他希望提摩太能够继续他做未完成的工作。
Paul was about finished with his task, but he has things that he wanted to delegate to Timothy to carry on.
他告诉提摩太说，你所要做的圣工远超过你本来的能力能够达得到的，可是若是你依靠神，神会帮助你。
Paul told Timothy that the task before him was beyond his ability, but he also told him that if he depended upon God, then God is going to help him through.
提摩太是怎么样的一个人？
What kind of person is Timothy?
在提摩太书信里面，保罗这样说，提摩太啊，你不要让别人小看你年轻。提摩太前书四章十二节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, Paul says, "Let no one look down on you on your youthfulness."
保罗对提摩太说，你要逃避少年人的私欲。提摩太后书二章二十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.Paul says, "Now flee from youthful lusts."
提摩太是一个相当年轻的人。
Timothy was a very young person.
这么一个年轻的人，经验很缺少，怎么能够负担教会领袖的工作呢？
Timothy was an inexperienced person. How could he shoulder the heavy task of leading a church?
保罗也对提摩太说，因为你常常有胃病，所以你再不要喝水，有些时候可以稍微喝一点酒。
Paul also told Timothy that he had stomach trouble, so he told him no longer to drink water exclusively, but use a little wine for the sake of his stomach.
你看提摩太，他是一个身体不健康的青年人，他有胃病。
Timothy was not an especially healthy person. He has probably stomach ulcer.
我们再看提摩太后书第一章第七节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7。
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。在这里提到胆怯，提摩太后书一章第七节。
It says, For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline.
在这里提到胆怯。
It talks about timidity.
我们再看第八节。
Verse 8.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。在这里两次提到不要以为耻。
It talks about, Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me his prisoner.But join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God. It talks about being ashamed two times here.
提摩太的个性方面也是不够坚强的。
Timothy was also a timid person.
他很容易害羞的，他很容易胆小的。
He was not a courageous person and he was timid.
他是一个比较属于内向性格的人。
He was an introvert.
他可能在人面前讲话的时候会脸红的。
Maybe he would be bashful in front of people.
像这样的一个人，他怎么能够适合做教会的领袖呢？
How can a person like this be a leader of a church?
可是保罗告诉提摩太，你不要看自己的软弱，你要仰望神。
But Paul told Timothy, don't dwell on your weaknesses, turn your eyes to God.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Chapter 2, verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
他并不是对提摩太说，你靠着自己刚强起来。
Paul didn't tell Timothy to be dependent on himself.
你不是信耶稣的人吗？
Are you not a believer in Christ?
你可以依靠神。
You can depend on Christ.
你可以在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
今天我们在座有很多的青年人。
There are a lot of young people in our midst.
可能你也觉得在主的工作上我不合格。
Maybe you don't think qualified for the work of God.
我年轻没有经验。
I am young and inexperienced.
我身体也不够强壮。
I'm not that healthy a person.
我也是一个胆小的人。
I'm very timid.
假如你是这样的情形，这个提摩太后书就是特别写给你看的。
If you feel this way, then the Second Timothy is especially written for you.
这个提摩太后书曾经给我有很大的鼓励。
Second Timothy has been very encouraging to Pastor Chang.
在十年以前，那个时候我只有30岁。
10 years ago, I was merely 30.
我在台北的一个教会里面负责青年的工作。
Youth minister in a church in Taipei.
那个教会有几百个人。
There were a few hundred people in the congregation.
原来的传道人离开了。
The original pastor left the church.
那么大的一个教会没有传道人。
Such a big church without a pastor.
教会的领袖对我说，我们祷告了很久，我们觉得神要用你。
The leaders of the church have told me that they prayed for a long time and they felt that God wanted to use Pastor Chang.
那个时候我真是觉得很胆怯。
I felt very timid at that time.
在中国的环境跟美国不一样，美国人年轻人吃香，中国人呢年轻人不受尊重的。
It's a little different in the Chinese culture. In the United States, the young people have their time, but in China, young people don't derive that much respect.
每一个礼拜天要爬上一个很高的讲台去向这些老年人讲道，我很需要神的鼓励。
To climb onto a high pulpit to preach to old people, I really needed encouragement from God.
那个时候我常常学的一个功课就是不看自己，仰望神。
Pastor Chang learned a lesson not to look upon himself, but to look to Christ.
我们弟兄姐妹们在服侍神的事情上，你要学习忘记自己，依靠神。
In serving Christ, we have to forget about ourselves. We have to depend on Christ alone.
你要记得神所给你的工作是远超过你自己的力量，靠着神做，归荣耀给神，这是神做事的方法。
You know that the task that Christ has placed before you is way beyond you.But you have to depend on Christ so that depending on him, his name will be glorified.
我们再看二章第二节。
Second chapter, verse 2.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
在这一节圣经里面，保罗告诉提摩太，我曾经把福音传给你。
Paul told Timothy that he has given Timothy the gospel.
你也要把福音再传给别人。
So that Timothy could in turn spread the gospel to others.
你要传给什么样的人呢？你要传给那个忠心能够教导别人的人。
To whom shall he spread this gospel? To faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
盼望这个你所教导的人有一天他也能够再教导另外的人。
Hoping that the people Timothy would be teaching would in turn someday teach others also.
在运动会的时候，有些时候有四百公尺的接力，有些时候有一千六百公尺的接力。
In a sports event, 400 meter relays, there are also 1600 meter relays.
四个人跑。
Four people would be participating.
第一个人跑过了他的那一段以后，把这个棒子交给下面一个人再跑。
After the first runner is done with his job, he gives the rod to the second runner.
这个第二章的第二节就是提到四个人的赛跑。
Second verse of chapter 2 is talking about a four runner relay.
保罗是第一棒，提摩太是第二棒。
Paul has his first part of it, and Timothy the second part of it.
他提醒提摩太，你要找到第三棒、第四棒，要继续的跑下去。
Paul told Timothy to find the third and fourth runner to continue the race.
这个福音不能够中断，要一直继续，一直继续到耶稣再来。
The gospel proclamation must not terminate, not until Christ comes again.
保罗写提摩太后书的时候，他已经服侍神三十年，提摩太大概已经服侍神十五年。
When Paul wrote the Second Timothy, he has been in the service of our Lord for 30 years, probably Timothy for 15.
一个人在服侍神的过程中，前面的一半一方面做，一方面学；后面的一半一方面做，一方面培植新的人。
In the service of our Lord, in the beginning part.He works and he learns. In the ending part, he works and he also tries to find the next person to pass this on to.
那是神托付给你一件工作，你在做的时候工作很兴旺，并不算成功。你离开了那个工作还是兴旺，才是你成功。
When God delegates job to you, if you have been very successful in your term, that's not being successful. You have to be successful in your term.And also at the end of your term, that is successful.
你现在正在做什么事情吗？在教会里面的事工上，你负责什么工作？
What kind of work are you taking up in the church today?
假如有一天你不能够做那个事情，有没有人能够接续你做？
If you could not continue that work, is there another person who could take it up for you?
假如没有人能够接续你做你所要做的工作，你是一个失败的人。
If nobody could continue on that work, then you have failed.
主的工作要一直继续下去。
The work of God has to continue.
当我年轻的时候，有一次我参加一个退休会，我永远记得。
When I was younger, I attended a retreat which became indelible.
一位西国的宣教士，头发白了，他在那里讲道。
There was a Western missionary.He was white, he has white hair, he was elderly, but he still was on the pulpit.
他说教会的领袖应当有属灵的远见 spiritual vision, 要训练年轻的人。
He said that the leaders of churches ought to have spiritual vision to train the younger ones.
我知道他快要退休了。
I know that he was about to retire.
我知道他很孤单。
He was very lonely.
我知道当他退休离开教会的时候，没有人接续他的工作。
When he was retiring, nobody was to continue his work.
这件事情给我很重的这个很大的刺激。
That gave me a deep impact.
我盼望神帮助我，提醒我，将来有一天我老的时候，我在旁边能够有提摩太。
May God remind me that.When I am about to go, then God will prepare a Timothy for me.
每一个人都需要训练提摩太。
Everybody needs to train a Timothy.
保罗在年老临去世以前，他训练的人可以继续他的工作，这是多么大的安慰。
It's comforting to know that when Paul was about to depart from this world, he has prepared a Timothy.
刚才我们所念的第一章第一节，保罗他自称是基督耶稣的使徒。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 1, it says that Paul being an apostle of Christ Jesus.
主耶稣在世上传道的时候，他曾经呼召了十二个人，十二个使徒。
When Christ was on earth, he had called 12 apostles.
这十二个耶稣特别拣选的人常常跟耶稣在一起，听耶稣讲道，看他行事，啊，看他行神迹。后来呢，他们就继续这个传道的事工了。
These 12 that he has picked, they were with Christ when he performed miracles, and when Christ was when Christ was nailed to the cross, they carry on to preach the gospel.
保罗说他也是耶稣所呼召的一个使徒。
Paul says that he was also an apostle called by Christ.
他说奉神的旨意，这是什么意思？
By the will of God, what does this mean?
保罗整个使徒的工作从头到末了并不是哪一个教会派他做的。
The work that Paul has been doing is not commissioned by a certain church.
也不是被一个很有名望的人派他做的。
Not commissioned by a certain famous person.
也不是他自己说我要来做的。
It's not something that he has taken up himself.
乃是神呼召他。
But he was called by God.
一个传道的人有没有神的呼召，这个很要紧。
It's very important to find out whether there's a calling from God for a certain minister or individual.
我们在座有一些弟兄姐妹，你考虑到要做一个传道，我就要注意有没有神的护照。
If you consider the holy work for God, you have to really find out whether you have the calling or not.
你会发现一个有护照的传道人和一个没有护照的传道人差的很多。
There's a big difference between someone that has been called and someone that has not been called.
我盼望你有一天出来做传道的时候，你能够说，我清楚神呼召我。
If someday you come out and preach,
假如你还不清楚，
you have to be clear that you had the calling.
假如你还不清楚，你等候。
If you're not clear on this point, you have to wait.
可是假如神已经清楚地呼召你，你不要看有没有其他的人跟你一起走，你就勇敢地走。对了。
If you have been called, don't look around and see if there's anyone else that has been called, but you go ahead and be brave.
我的太太蒙神呼召做传道的工作，家里的人都不赞成，她还是勇敢地走，感谢神，神赐福。
When my wife was called, many of his family members opposed, but my wife went ahead.
在一章第二节，保罗他提到他跟提摩太的关系。
In chapter 1 verse 2, Paul talks about the relationship with Timothy.
他说：“我亲爱的儿子提摩太。”
Timothy, my beloved son.
提摩太是保罗借着福音所生的儿子。
Timothy was a child of Paul through the gospel.
福音好像一粒种子一样，种子能够传递生命。
The gospel is like a seed that can give rise to life.
他说：“但愿恩惠、怜悯、平安归于你。”
May peace,
mercy,
and grace be upon you.
这里提到恩惠，表示我们人是不配的。
Says that we don't deserve this.
这里提到怜悯，表示人靠着自己是没有办法的，没有帮助的，只有神能够帮助。
Mercy means that we can't rely on ourselves, but we have to rely on God.
这里提到平安，告诉我们我们是生活在一个危险不安的社会里。
Peace, we are living in a not very peaceful world.
这三样的祝福对这个提摩太是非常的有帮助的。
The three blessings, grace, mercy, and peace, is very helpful to Timothy.
提摩太年轻，他需要神特别的恩惠。
Timothy is young, and he needs the encouragement from God.
提摩太的身体不好，他需要神的怜悯。
He was not healthy, so he needed mercy from God.
提摩太常常胆怯，他需要神所赐的平安。掌管他的心。
Timothy was timid so that he needed peace from God.
从一章三节开始，保罗他讲到提摩太啊，我为你感谢神。
The third verse It says, I thank God for Timothy.
他为四件事情感谢神。
He had four things to thank for.
这四件事情都是提摩太从神那里所蒙受的恩典。
These four things are the grace from God.
保罗第一件感谢神，他说啊，你生活在一个敬虔的家庭里啊，我真是为你感谢神。
Paul says he's thankful to God for Timothy being raised in a wholesome family.
在第五节里面提到提摩太有一个很爱主的祖母，也有一个很爱主的母亲。
In the fifth verse, it says that Timothy has a grandmother, Lois, and a mother, Eunice.
提摩太从小明白圣经是受到祖母和母亲的教导。
Timothy understood the scriptures because of the teachings of his grandmother and mother.
一个小孩子生下来，他若是生在一个基督化的家庭，他是很蒙福的人。
A child is very blessed if he is raised in a Christian family.
你是不是生活在一个基督徒的家庭？
Are you raised in a Christian home?
再过几年你有儿女了，你希不希望你的儿女得到这样的福气？
A few years from now, you might have children. Do you not want this blessing to come upon your children?
提摩太所蒙的第二方面的恩典就是在灵性的帮助这一方面。
The second grace is the spiritual encouragement.
保罗帮助提摩太很多。
Paul has been very helpful to Timothy.
保罗带领提摩太信主。
Paul brought Timothy to Christ.
保罗带领提摩太服侍主。
Paul brought Timothy to the service of Christ.
保罗是提摩太一个最好的朋友，一个最好的老师。
Paul was the best friend and best teacher of Timothy.
我们看这个第四节。
The fourth verse.
我纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。保罗是多么爱提摩太。
Paul loved Timothy. In the fourth verse, it says, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy.
这里讲到眼泪，讲到提摩太流眼泪。
Talks about the tears of Timothy.
可能是上一次保罗跟提摩太分手的时候，提摩太心里很难过，他流了眼泪。这件事情让保罗留下很深刻的印象。
Maybe it was when Timothy was parting with Paul, and Timothy shed tears, and this has left an indelible memory with Paul.
保罗常常的为提摩太祷告。
Paul often prayed for Timothy.
假如你有一个属灵的长辈这样的爱你，这样的关心你，你真是个有福气的人。
You are a blessed person if there's a spiritual elder who cares about you in a manner like Paul cares for Timothy.
第三方面的恩典是讲到神的恩赐。
The third grace is the grace from God.
第六节讲到保罗为提摩太按手，他就得到了属灵的恩赐。
It says,When Paul lays his hand on Timothy, then he would receive these spiritual gifts from God.
我们不晓得是什么样的恩赐，也许是传福音的恩赐，也许是牧羊教会的恩赐。
Maybe it's a gift for preaching the gospel. Maybe it's a gift for leading a church.
最后，保罗也提醒提摩太，神给你这么多的恩典，你不可以浪费神的恩典。
Lastly, Paul told Timothy not to waste these spiritual gifts.
我们读第六节。
The sixth verse.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
And for this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
属灵的恩赐好像一堆火。
Spiritual gift is like fire.
这个火最先烧得很旺，渐渐的它会熄了。
In the beginning, it's strong, and it gets weaker and weaker.
你要把它眺望起来，让它再烧旺起来。
It has to be rekindled afresh.
这是讲到我们要用神的恩典，用神的恩赐，用神的机会，练习侍奉。
We have to use the spiritual gift from God to train ourselves in serving him.
假如你有机会服侍主，你不要退后，不要胆怯。
If you have a chance to serve him, don't be timid.
今天 Ernest 刚才做见证。
Ernest was giving a testimony just now.
他可能是坐在我们今天这个房子里最年轻的一个小弟弟。
He may be the youngest in our midst.
你知道他今年几岁？
Do you know how old he is?
你的年龄可能比他大的很多了。
Maybe you are lots and lots older than him.
你说 Ernie 他上台来，他会不会害怕？会不会紧张？
Ask Ernest whether he's kind of scared when he comes up the pulpit.
他一定怕的。
Maybe he's a little scared.
可是他有勇气。
But he has courage.
你的年龄比他大得多啊，你没有勇气。
You are a lot older than him, and do you not have you don't seem to have courage.
你看这个第七节怎么讲？
Seventh verse.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心。
For God has not given us a spirit of timidity.
不是胆怯的心。
Not a spirit of timidity.
乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
But of power and love and discipline.
刚强，传道的时候不要害怕。
And power, don't be scared when you preach the gospel.
仁爱，在传道的时候不是为了自己的虚荣，不是为了自己，乃是为了别人。
Love, when you preach the gospel, is not for yourself, your own glory, but for the benefit of others.
谨守的心讲到传道的人，他本身要学习控制自己。
Discipline. A preacher must control himself.
第八节说，不要以为主做见证为耻。
Eighth verse, it says, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
你会不会以为耶稣做见证为耻呢？
Are you ashamed of being a witness to Christ, for Christ?
不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。
Do not be ashamed of me being a prisoner.
保罗被关在监牢里，提摩太，你还不会不会觉得，哎呀，我认识他，我很不好意思，会不会这样呢？
Would Timothy feel that he's ashamed to know Paul as a prisoner?
不要以主为耻，不要以主的仆人为耻。
Do not be ashamed of Christ. Do not be ashamed of a servant of Christ.
第十二节
Verse 12.
为这个缘故，我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻。这是保罗的例子。他说，我不以为耶稣做见证为耻。提摩太，你为什么要以为耻呢？
It says, for this reason, I also suffer these things, but I'm not ashamed. Paul was not ashamed of being a servant of Christ. Why should You, Timothy, be ashamed of being a servant for Christ.
我们再看十六节
16, verse 16.
愿主怜悯阿尼瑟佛一家的人，因他屡次使我畅快，不以我的锁链为耻，反倒在罗马的时候殷勤地找我，并且找着了。
Says the Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me. And was not ashamed of my chains, but when he was in Rome, he eagerly searched for me and found me.
提摩太啊，阿尼瑟佛不以我为耻，你为什么要以我为耻呢？
Timothy, Onesiphorus was not ashamed of me. Why should you be ashamed of me?
我们基督徒不应当以福音为耻。
We should not be ashamed of the gospel.
不要怕别人知道你信耶稣。
Don't be afraid to let people know that you are a Christian.
你有机会跟别人谈话的时候，不要怕提到耶稣。
When you talk to people, don't be afraid to mention the name of Christ.
主耶稣说，你若是在人面前以我为耻，将来我再来的时候也以你为耻。
If you are ashamed of me now, I would be ashamed of you when we are in front of God.
第九节开始讲到保罗所传的福音到底是怎样的福音。
Verse 9 talks about the gospel that Paul was preaching.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来。他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能够坏的圣命彰显出来。
Verse 9 says, Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
这里第一，他讲到救恩的内容是什么？
He talked about the contents of salvation.
一个人信了耶稣以后，他得到的这个救恩，不单单是讲到他的罪得到赦免。
It's when a person has been saved, it's not only that his sins have been forgiven.
在这里提到圣召 a holy calling.
He talks about holy calling.
神希望我们不但是不被定罪了，神希望我们开始学习过一个圣洁的生活。
It's not only not being punished, but to have a very spiritual life.
这里讲到救恩的来源。
Talks about the source of salvation.
这个救恩我们是不是靠自己的好行为换来的呢？
It's not according to our works.
不是的。
No.
不是按我们的行为，乃是照他的旨意和恩典。
It's not according to our works, but it's according to His purpose and grace.
这里讲到不是人的行为，乃是神的恩典。
It's not our works.But the grace of God.
这个恩典什么时候就彰显呢？这里讲到，这恩典是万古之限，在基督耶稣里赐给我们。但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来。请大家注意，这里提到万古之限。
How is this grace shown forth? It's shown, it was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but now has been revealed.By the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus.
万古之先，就是你我还不存在的时候，整个人类的历史都还没有的时候，神已经预备了救恩。
From all eternity, it's before you and me. It was before everything.
所以这个完全不是靠着我们自己要做好事情换救恩，完全是神的恩典。
It's not exchanging grace and salvation from our works. It's all.Given by God from all eternity.
这里也讲到一个人信了耶稣以后，他能够得到什么好处？
What benefit does one derive from believing in Christ?
在这里提到死亡，这是人类最大的仇敌。
It talks about death, the mortal enemy.
没有一个人不怕死。
Nobody is not afraid of death.
没有一个人能够不死。
Nobody can escape from death.
人生七十古来稀，圣经上说，人强壮可以活到八十岁，迟早有一天要离开这个世界。
People that are strong can live until 80, but one of these days, everybody comes to pass.
很多人信奉宗教就是为了想到我死了以后怎么办。
Many people come to religion to ponder the question, what would be after I die?
可是有很多的宗教，他们对死亡的解释。不但不能够让人不害怕，反而使人更害怕。
Many religions have answers from their religion that gives fear instead of saying fear.
我记得我父亲去世的时候，那个时候我还没有信耶稣，我有一个佛教的思想。
When my father died, I hadn't believed in Christ yet. I have a Buddhist belief.
当我到庙里去的时候，我心里充满了恐惧。
When I was in a temple, in a Buddhist temple, I was filled with fear.
晚上我绝对一个人不敢到庙里去的。
At night, I dare not go to the temple alone.
哎呀，我听那些佛教的人说，一个人死了以后那些可怕的事情，充满了恐惧。
People say that when people die, there are all kinds of leery things that fill the temple.
不但是恐惧，而且是一点盼望都没有。
Not only fear, but there was absolutely no hope.
可是我后来信了耶稣，我这个整个的观念改变。
I changed all these thoughts after I came to Christ.
在这里讲到一个人是信了耶稣，神给他的大恩典呢，就是不怕死亡。
A grace from God after he has believed is not afraid of death.
耶稣基督已经把死废去。借着福音将不能够坏的生命彰显出来。
It says that Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
圣经上告诉我们，死亡是从罪来的。
the gospel says that death is a wage of sin.
圣经上也告诉我们有好几种不同的死亡。
There are a few kinds of deaths.
这个身体的死亡就是有一天灵魂跟这个身体分开了。
There's a physical death, which is a separation of soul from body.
还有一种灵性的死亡，就是说这个人他跟神分开了。
There's a spiritual death, which is a separation from God.
还有一个最可怕的就是永远的死亡。
There's a even more scary kind of death, which is an eternal death.
这个永远的死亡就是肉身的死亡，再加上灵性的死亡，就是永远的死亡。
Eternal death is a physical death plus a spiritual death. This is eternal death.
耶稣基督爱我们，他不愿意我们永远灭亡，他替我们死在十字架上。
Christ loves us. That's why he did not want us to perish. That's why he was nailed to the cross.
耶稣已经替我们死，所以我们不怕死。
Christ died for us. That is why we're not afraid of death.
圣经上讲到耶稣基督胜过了死亡。
The Bible says that Christ has won over death.
哥林多前书十五章五十五节说，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, it says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
圣经上讲到一个基督徒的死亡，用一个很好的字，睡，睡觉的睡。基督徒不会死的，基督徒只会睡。当耶稣再来的时候，他要复活起来。
There's a, in the Bible it says, death for a Christian is sleeping.He is going to awake when Christ comes again.
保罗虽然遭遇到很多的困难，可是因着对耶稣的信心，他勇敢地往前走，他不害怕。
Because Paul has this encouragement from God, then he's brave and he does his work.
请看十二节。
Verse 12.
为这个缘故，我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻。因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
For this reason, I also suffer these things, for I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
这一节圣经我读了几十次、几百次，我都不太明白里面的意思。
For a few hundred times that I read this verse, I do not quite understand this verse.
最近我又在思想。
And lately, I've also been deliberating on this verse.
在这里，保罗说：“我知道所信的是谁，我们都没有问题。他信的是耶稣。”
With no question of who we believe, we believe Christ.
他在这里说：“我深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。”我的问题是，他所交给神的是什么东西？
My question is what he has entrusted to God.
他交给神的是什么东西？
What has he entrusted to God?
他说：“我把一个东西交给神，我相信神一定能够保守。
That which we have entrusted to God, God would guard.
这是什么
？What is this that he has entrusted?
好多年以来我都不明白。
For many years, I do not understand this.
我最近在仔细思想的时候，我就想到，他所交托给神的就是他的灵魂。
Now I know that what he has entrusted to God is.His spirit.
当主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，他祷告，临死以前他祷告，他说：“父啊，我把我的灵魂交给你。”
When Christ was about to die, he entrusted this spirit to God.
这就是基督徒和非基督徒的不同。
That's the difference between Christians and non-Christians.
一个是有盼望，一个是没有盼望。
For one, there's hope. For the other, there's no hope.
感谢主，主耶稣他把死废去。借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Thank God for abolishing death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
在这里讲到不能坏的生命，就是信耶稣以后所得到的永恒的生命。
The immortality is what we have gained after salvation, an eternal life.
在这里所讲到的生命是圣洁的生命。
It's a clean, spiritual life.
是神那样的生命。
It's a glittering spiritual life.
在第一章第一节里面提到生命的应许。
In chapter 1, verse 1, it talks about the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
一个人信耶稣以后，神给你一个应许，他要给你这个生命。
When you believe in Christ, you have a promise. You have a promise of life.
神从来不说谎，你若是真的信，你真的就得到。
God never says that if you really believe, then you would really gain this.
提摩太啊，这是一个多么好的福音啊！你千万不要忘记把这个福音要传给别人。
Paul told Timothy not to forget the work before him. He has to spread this gospel to others.
你千万不要把这么宝贵的东西埋藏在地里。
Don't bury this precious gospel underground.
弟兄姐妹，我盼望我们都能够像提摩太一样接受神的话。我们既然得到这个福音，我们要传给我们的朋友。
Brothers and sisters, take heed of Paul's words. Be receptive to the gospel, and also spread this gospel to others.
不要以福音为耻。
Do not be ashamed of the gospel.
求神给你一个勇敢的心。
May God give you courage.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
我祷告，你就请你祷告一句。
感谢天父。
给我们今天有机会谈论保罗的书信。
天父，我们感谢你。
For we have learned from Paul to be receptive to the gospel, not to be ashamed of the gospel, and also to spread the gospel.
感谢天父，你帮助我们弟兄姐妹不以福音为耻，让我们能够勇敢地为主做见证，把我们很多的亲戚朋友都带到主的面前。我今天也特别为在座的慕道的朋友祷告，恳求主施恩给他们，让他们能够有信心相信耶稣基督，让他们对死亡再没有恐惧，因为你给我们生命的应许，永远的生命。我们感谢你。以上祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。